Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. I felt like I was saying it like a three-year-old. The Dwelling Richly Bible Study. Anyway, it's the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and I'm Jennifer, and I've got my coffee, and I'm ready to start the day, and I'm happy that you are here with me. I hope you have your Bible ready. We are starting lesson two in our study of Acts. It's good. For the next 10 days, we will cover Acts chapter 1 through chapter 2, so Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through Acts 2, 41. And if you have been with us before, welcome back. If you're brand new to this study, I'm glad you're here. Welcome. And if you're just now seeing me pop up on your screen on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you are listening, welcome. Very glad you're here. You can always join me on our podcast over at dwellingrichly.com, and you can also find me over on YouTube at Jennifer Richmond as well on YouTube with the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. And this Bible study will be put together in a playlist so that you will be able to just hit that and go, and you'll be able to listen to the talks. You'll be able to listen to each lesson. I've got a fan blowing hair right onto my mouth. It's not awkward at all. And then on Facebook, I usually put these videos up on the LMCC Women Church Facebook page. That's our La Mirada Christian Church Women's Ministry page. And then also over on my blog page. Wow, it's a lot of places. Anyway, glad that you are here. Let's go ahead and get started. We are going to be jumping into lesson two. And this is day one. We're as always on day one, we'd like to get a big, broad overview of the lesson ahead, which is exactly what we're going to do in just a moment. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath, everyone. Put your coffee down or your tea or your water. Be still. If you're sitting with a friend, hello, everybody. And join hands if you're with a friend right now. And let's just bow our heads together and have a moment of prayer. I hope that you'll be praying for me as well. I know I'm praying for you. And as I pray right now, I want you to know that we aren't connected face to face, but we are here through the beauty of technology that God's given us through YouTube and Facebook and the podcast and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being able to join together and do this Bible study in community. I pray for those listening to my voice right now, God, that you would just continue to bless us as we seek you. Bless us with wisdom and understanding in your word today, especially. Thank you for all the trials that you put us through, the challenges that we're facing, whether it's the hurts that are involved in our relationships and our struggles at work or with family, whatever it is that we're dealing with, Lord, I ask that you would bless us with your wisdom and understanding to face those with your grace and your peace. And bless our time now as we head into this study. Thank you again for your word and your love for us. In Jesus' name, everyone said, hallelujah, amen. All right, I'm going to share screens with you here. If you're listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see the screen, but you can listen and I'll always follow along with me on your page there. Let me go ahead and switch screens. And this is a great moment right now, by the way, those of you who are listening and watching along, to say hi. I love it when you leave a comment and say hi and just say, hi, I'm listening. And what city you're listening in today? That'll be a great way to drop a note and say hi and let me know that you're there with me. So I wanted to show you the blog page. You can go to jennifergrichmond.com and hit the Bible studies and devotions link right there at the top of the page. And that'll open up a page for you to be able to download this Bible study and past Bible studies as well. I always put the current study here at the top and then I keep on updating past Bible studies. I'm going to try something different this time. I think you'll enjoy seeing that in just a minute. But I made the PDF online version of the Bible study something that is a form that you can complete online. So you can actually download the PDF and then if you are so inclined and you would like to complete it online, you can do that. I'll scroll through so you can see that. Here's our lesson review, lesson one notes page, and here we are in day one. And ta-da, the link isn't working right now. Of course it's not. I will figure out why it should be working. All right, but it was working a while ago. I made sure that it would, and I have no idea why it's not working right now. But I'm going to go ahead and switch screens so you can see that indeed a moment ago it was actually working because I recorded it for you so you can see how to fill that in. All right, technology, right? What are you gonna do? All right, let me go ahead and switch screens over here so you can see the lesson. make that nice and big. Hello there. And with this lesson, we're going to just go ahead through and answer the questions and move forward in this lesson together. So let's go ahead and begin as we always do with our lessons. And that is just to focus on the memory verse that we are going to have for the entire time that we'll be together, which is Acts 1:8. So for the entire lesson two, we're going to spend all that time memorizing one little tiny verse. And I want to just tell you and challenge you right now. I used to be a fifth grade school teacher. I've taught third, I've taught fourth, I've taught kinder, I've got all the grades really. Man, kids' brains are great. They memorize so much better than ours do. But we can still do this, ladies. It's only one verse, and I would love for you to commit it to memory. So what we'll do here is I will just type in this verse so that you can see it. And then if you are following along at home with your study, get out your pencil and write the verse as we go. So this again is Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and it goes like this. But you will receive power. This is Jesus speaking. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses, not sitlessness. You can see my typos there, in Jerusalem and in Judea and all Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Oh, there we go. Earth, to the ends of the earth. All right. So that's our Bible verse that we're memorizing. That's not too bad, right? You guys could totally do that. Go ahead and practice saying that so that you can do it well on your own. And let me go ahead and switch screens here so that you can see the Bible verse out of the ESV is where we'll be. And, you know, it's just kind of convenient for all of us to be able to recite it together. Feel free to memorize it out of any translation you want. But here it is in the ESV. I use Bible Gateway quite a bit. All right, so back over to our lesson. We also do a portion called Write the Word each lesson. And the Write the Word pages are at the back of your lesson. And this lesson we'll be writing Acts 2, 29 through 41. And I've made it so that you can do most of those, I've made it so that you can do most of those at one, maybe two verses a day, and you're just going to fill in the blank and write those there. Let me scroll back up to get to our lesson for the day. All right. I'm so glad I get to have this in color for you. It's so much nicer to see. All right. So at the end of your lesson, take a moment to start writing out Acts 2, 29 through 41. And maybe you can just write it all in one day if you're so inclined, but go ahead and get that written. And at the end of our study together, you will have written most, if not all, of the sermons that are recorded in the book of Acts. That's a pretty big goal, right? All right. So our focus is Acts chapter 1, all the way through verse 42 of chapter 2. And I've called that up over here on Bible Gateway. And let's go ahead and read that together right now. And as we're reading, I'd like you to be thinking ahead to the noticing any key phrases that are repeated, any locations that are repeated, any people groups or people that are repeated as we go through. I also want you to be listening for or thinking about the name of this book as it's written in your Bible. I want you to write that in there. You'd be thinking ahead to that. And then I want you to name something that you think would have been exciting, difficult, or energizing to have personally experienced from today's passage. Let's see what we come up with. Let's go ahead and read this. Follow along. I'll be reading out of the English Standard Version today. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120, and said, Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. Ugh. And it became known in all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of those men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from Judas, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for him, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya, doesn't have that extra I in there, so I kind of get that confused. And the parts of Libya, belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, with both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others, mocking, said, They're filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw that the Lord was always before me, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life, for you will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all of the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And Peter said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with that many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Wow, right? Okay. It's always exciting for me to reread this with you, having gone through and written this entire lesson. The next 10 days are written out for you. You are going to be going deeply diving into this passage. And I'm reading it again now, thinking I know which parts we're going to be digging into and which parts I held back because we didn't, it's just not enough time and space in the day. You'd be doing your Bible study for hours and hours and hours. And I know some of you get excited to go on rabbit trails and dig deeper and do all that, but we just, it's just not how I'm going to be writing it. So do that digging after you go through a day. If you feel like I didn't dig deeper enough or deeply enough into a passage, you please go through that and enjoy learning more on your own in that. All right. So let me go ahead and switch screens back here again. And get us back to our lesson. If I can. If this will work this time a little bit better. All right. Don't mind the spelling, that's for sure. All right, let me go ahead and scoot it up here a little bit further where we left off. All right, so as we go through, we are looking at today's reading and noting in our Bible what we saw in repeated keywords or phrases. So you'll see me on the screen here. I'm just going to record to you some of the phrases that occurred to me as I was reading through that passage. For example, he was taken up. Also, the Holy Spirit. Apostle occurs a lot. Baptize or baptism happens in this passage as well. And then Jew, or the idea of Jews, which also occurs over under people. Now under locations, there were a lot because Luke takes time to record from where all of these people had come to be in Jerusalem. And we're going to dig into that more. You'll see on the screen, Jerusalem, of course, Israel as a big nation. Judea, Samaria, Galilee, and then as I continue on here, you will see many more countries that are listed and locations are listed, and this is important to note because we want to get this idea that the gospel, the seeds of the gospel are beginning to be spread. So Mesopotamia, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, I believe is what it is. Sometimes I have to go back and correct my spelling on it and all that. Pamphylia. All right. So as we go through these countries, mark them in your Bible. And I've talked to you about this in the past, using a different colored marker. I use that Pentel colored pencil, 8 in a pencil, and I use brown green to mark places. Now over here on people, I separated when they named a country and then they named the people from that country. So Parthians, Medes, Elamites, go ahead and make sure you capitalize Medes there, and Jews, proselytes, I wrote just instead of Jews, Cretans, and Arabians. All right, write the complete name of this book as it is written in your Bible. In my Bible, it records it as the Acts of the Apostles. And I just want to be curious here. What does your Bible say? So go ahead and take a look at that. Number four is naming something that you think would have been exciting, something difficult, and something energizing to have personally experienced from today's passage. So take a moment to think about that. Here's what I thought would be exciting. I don't know how much more exciting it could be than to have the Holy Spirit come upon everyone and see that fire coming down and the wind hearing it and just the very exciting moment of everything that's going on and happening right in that time, right? Difficult. I think it would have been difficult to replace Judas, especially as the disciple who had spent all that time with him, casting lots and knowing that one of these guys is going to get chosen. Matthias was chosen and not Joseph. And then energizing. Well, sitting there and listening to everything and hearing all of those languages being spoken, don't you think that would have been energizing? It would have been to me. Also, the confidence in hearing Peter speak and just the shift from Peter, who he was, always this bold guy, but very bold in the past. But here, there's this authority that he starts to speak with. That would have been very energizing for me, listening and watching all of that. All right, so I'll close our time together now with this thought. Oh, I'm going to plug my battery into my computer. Hold on here just a second. It just gave me a low battery warning. There we go. All right. This has been a day for technical challenges. I don't need any more of those today. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and close our time together right now with, if I can find it, there we go. With just my closing thoughts for today's lesson and ask you this. Have you ever felt like the more things change, the more they stay the same? It's an old saying, and I think it's interesting and true. We may have the modern inventions of technology, and I've been dealing with mine today, but really when you think about it, we're just like the men and the women that you read about in the Bible. It may have been 2,000 years plus ago that their stories were written, but like you and I, they lived and breathed, ate and drank, had families, lost loved ones, worried and rejoiced just like you and just like me. And just like you and me, wanting to know and experience Jesus Christ, the disciples 2,000 years ago wanted more of him. And what they received, we still receive today. Let's read with anticipation then as we move through this account called the Acts of the Apostles, keeping in mind that while we might imagine times with togas and stone-paved roads and think we have little in common, we have the most important thing in common, don't we? And it unites us across time, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, that'll wrap up our lesson together today. And I'd love to hear from you. What was exciting to you? What was energizing? What would have been difficult for you to be there? Drop that in the comments if you're listening on the podcast today. And drop that in on Facebook or YouTube and tell me what you think would have been most energizing, difficult, or exciting to have experienced in this amazing day of Pentecost. And I look forward to digging in a lot deeper with you in the next few days. So don't forget to say hi and know, as always, that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.